Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Garrett and Nicole Nada, and they are the owners of Arcata Scoop, one of the yummiest ice cream places on the planet. Let's talk first about how you guys got in the ice cream business. How did that come about?
Well, Nicole's twin sister, Melinda, and her husband, Ray, live down in Fairfax, California. About 14 years ago, they started the Fairfax Scoop. It's a huge success. Our shop is very directly based on their business plan. And right when they opened, we figured that Arcata is a community that could certainly appreciate and support such a business model. So we got the idea about 14 years ago and really wanted to make it happen then, but just took a little bit of time to save money, get a location, get some equipment.
Did you have to go into ice cream boot camp or something like that? I mean, how did you learn how to operate the equipment and blend the cream and the flavors together?
That, again, was mainly Ray, my brother-in-law, who owns the Fairfax Scoop. Every time I would go down and visit them, I would go in with Ray and make ice cream and just help out, get in the way, and just sort of see how it worked. A lot of the technique that I got was from Ray as well as just from experience.
Now, let's talk about some of the ingredients, some of the stuff that goes into the flavors. What kind of milk do you, or milk or cream, or that dairy product do you use?
We use Strauss from Point Reyes. And it's a product that Garrett and I have always loved. And so even before we opened an ice cream store, we were using their products in our home. And we talked to Humboldt Creamery because we have a big local emphasis as well. And that was around the time that Foster Farms was buying Humboldt Creamery. And we did want to, although we love the Strauss product, we had this dilemma because we felt like we really want to support our local dairies. And they didn't have a product that we could buy from them that would work for our ice cream. And if they did want to work with us on that level, they didn't have the ability to give it to us. They said that we would need to have our own tanker. It just was something that just wasn't going to work. So we were actually happy about choosing Strauss, and the products are delivered on trucks that are already coming this way.
Okay. Now let's talk about some of the local ingredients that you include in your ice creams. There are several of those that you have incorporated. I think one of them being Dick Taylor chocolate.
Yep. We are very proud to have a lot of great producers around here of all different kinds of products. Yeah, right. We use Dick Taylor chocolate. We're very excited about those guys. They are a single origin chocolate manufacturer. They go to great lengths to make sure their chocolate is really as fine as they could possibly make it. And then fruit, you know, we get a lot of fruit from local farmers. I think generally when people think about using local products, fruit is definitely the primary food type that people associate with ice cream. And we do get a lot of great fruit from the local farmers, obviously most all summer long. But the nice thing is we also are able to use other products. We use a local lavender in our vanilla honey lavender ice cream, and that is locally produced. We get local honey, and so we're really able to use a lot of local products. Humboldt is certainly a very vibrant growing community, and it's really, I feel very fortunate that we get to use such nice products.
One great story in particular that I'd like to share, and that's about Eddie Tanner of Deep Seated Community Farm. And one of the things that people expect always in an ice cream store is to have strawberry year-round. And that was a huge dilemma for us, was having strawberry because we like to be really seasonal. But we had to. And we heard an interview once that was, I believe it was a student of Michael Pollan who had gone to China. And that's where Cascadia Farms was getting their strawberries. And we were in a dilemma of needing to use in the wintertime these Cascadian Farms strawberries. And the interviewer found that they had tested the strawberries and found that there were pesticides in the strawberries, and interviewed farmers and talked to farmers and found out that that the farmers didn't even really know what organic was, that their comment was mostly, that's Americans just like that. And that was about all they knew. And so we talked to Eddie a number of times and went back and forth. And Eddie finally, he really wanted to work with us, and he went out and got a freezer and figured out a way that he could pick berries, grow extra berries, pick berries, and provide us with berries year-round. So in the winter, you're eating Eddie Tanner's amazing strawberries. And then we also have Claudia and Vaughn of Claudia's Herbs. they're so busy in their season that they sometimes just go out and pick a bunch of figs or pick a bunch of boysenberries and just throw them in the freezer. So we go a little bit not seasonal in some cases, but that's because we're using this product that has been frozen specifically for us.
Now, where do you go to buy like an industrial size ice cream maker? I mean, where did that come from?
Well, we ordered it directly from the manufacturer. There's an ice cream maker that's made here in the USA. They are one of the older ice cream makers. In fact, I think they hold the first patent ever for an ice cream maker. In terms of which model to buy, in my personal opinion, we have the Cadillac. We have, you know, the nicest machine that can be bought. And it's very simple, but it is very much a workhorse of a machine and designed to go for many, many years. So our ice cream machine is probably one of the most expensive purchases that I ever made in my life, but well worth it. It is from a company that really stands by their product very well, too. So it's a joy to use, and I use it almost every single day.
So how much ice cream does it make at one time?
At one time, it makes about 6 gallons, depending on the flavor itself, but roughly about 6 gallons. We generally don't have a particular flavor for more than a few days, which is nice, just in terms of keeps our inventory fresh. It keeps the ice cream certainly fresh. We don't need to use any sort of preservatives or stabilizers because the ice cream doesn't really sit in a freezer for very long.
Now, are you able to control some of the sugar that is in the ice cream? I mean, it seems like so much of our taste buds have been kind of primed to like things sweeter and sweeter and sweeter, and things have gotten sweeter all along. Are you able to kind of control some of that?
We are. That's, you know, again, a nice thing about being able to produce the ice cream in-house. We do get a product from Strauss that is ice cream mix. It's a base for ice cream. And the reason being that we actually are required to buy that because it has to be homogenized. Strauss Creamery does not homogenize their milk in the store on the shelves. That's why we get the cream to the top. But in ice cream producing, you do, not legally, as there's no health benefit to homogenizing it, but when you use a milk product that has not been homogenized, you get a separation of the fat. And so you get little fat globules in the ice cream that taste like teeny tiny chunks of butter. Doesn't really affect the taste, to be honest, but it is not the same consistency. It's not that smooth ice cream texture that we're used to. So we actually get a mix from Strauss that is composed of skim milk, heavy cream, 1% egg yolk, and then it does have a little bit of sugar in it, evaporated cane juice. The nice thing, and one of the reasons we use Strauss, is because they have a very minimal amount of sugar added. They leave it to the ice cream producer to adjust those levels as they see fit. And we actually use very little sugar, so I don't add a lot on our end of things. I really enjoy the taste of the cream, and I feel like, as you mentioned, the trend is for things to get sweeter and sweeter, and I feel like the flavor really comes out a lot more when it's not, you know, relying simply on the level of sweetness in that product. And the fruit that we use also, because, like you mentioned, it's picked ripe, it does tend to have that natural sweetness a lot more.
I just want to mention that one of the reasons why we felt like our ice cream store would really work here is because we felt like we had a really specific niche, and that was a more healthful product. And so it's one of the reasons we don't have toppings. We wanted to have a place where you could go and know that anything you got had, you know, limited sugar, just enough to make it taste really good, but not too sweet. And that's one of the reasons why we opened the business. So we definitely stick to that model.
That's great. And you make some delicious ice cream. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Garrett and Nicole Natta. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.